Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the land for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Linking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? It's danger than our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties and fight us. Instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We are rewriting the black American story. 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 Black American story.
Once again, it's on. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the celebrity media king, Jazzo Wims, and welcome to Jazzo's World on Dirty Basement Radio. Another show is about to go down today, as always. Oh, man, what a weekend, what a weekend. But before I go into any of that, we got the celebrity media queen, my publicist, business partner, and my sister, the legendary.
Come on, spit it
legendary.
Out. Spit it out.
Legendary.
Spit it out.
I'm going to talk about it. Belinda China Dave. What's love? What's going
yes,
down?
Nothing
I feel so good to be talking.
Okay, yeah. You know, you said you was down and out for a minute there. What's is it this change of weather and it just got you, or what happened?
Oh man, I got caught in the rain trying to be Mr. Friendly. I was out helping. I do a lot of helping here with animals all here, also in the greater Philadelphia area, also in New York, helping people rescue dogs and stuff like that. So I was helping my buddy give his dog shots. And I ended up getting caught in the rain coming back home. So I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. I mean, his dog is healthier. The dog was a little sick or whatever. And I don't know if you're familiar with the disease parvo that dogs get. It's like cancer. And when
yeah,
they get it, they can die real quick.
Wow.
So
wow.
I gave him the shots and he ran around.
Okay. Yeah, it was a long line of people trying to get their dogs, you know, shots or whatever to prevent that from happening. Okay, cool. Oh, man, well, I'm glad you're better and your voice is back and you're good. Sometimes when I get like that, I hurry up and take that emergency. Have you ever tried that? It's almost like airborne. And
No. Somebody told me about that.
Let me tell you, as soon as you feel, you don't even have to be full blown. You got to catch it right at the beginning. If you feel that you're getting ready to feel sick, that's when you take it. And it knocks it out to the point where you forgot you was getting ready to feel sick. That's how good that stuff is.
And oh, man.
Emergen C is the letter C, Emergen, and then C. And then I think that's like a no-frills brand off takeoff from Airborne, because the teacher said she would come into the classroom and the kids would be all sick and she would catch it. And so I think that's how that product got started, you know.
Well,
and,
I definitely need to jump on that.
Yeah, you definitely do. Yeah, so you take either one of those, and you'll be good.
I did the old thing.
You what?
I said I did the old school thing. My apple cider vinegar, some garlic, and some so onions, so therefore you know I was in the house because I definitely didn't want to be smelling like no Asian food.
So listen, so you take all those items and products, whatever, and you put it in a pot and drink it, or you were eating raw onions?
I take the onions, yeah, the onions, and like you can do like minced garlic and put it on a tablespoon, and you can use like maple syrup, or you can even use like honey, and just take it down. And the apple cider vinegar, you can take a tablespoon of that and put it in water. But I usually just soup it up, and then I drink like a big glass of water, like 16 ounces of water, and I drink water all day long, apple juice, cranberry juice, and orange juice. And then I take some vitamin C, so I just doubled up on my vitamin C and stayed in the bed. It was hot as hell, wrapped up, whooping, and I was feeling better.
Yeah, next time, take some emergency, and you'll be good to go.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm on the emergency. I might get that right off when we get off the line. When we get off the air and pew. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was very good. This portion of the show was brought to you by Emergency. It looked like we were just pushing that product, but it really worked. But I spent my weekend trying to comb my daughter's hair. I just want to ask the listeners, if you have a daughter that has thick, coarse hair, you don't want to straighten it sometimes, and you don't want to blow dry. You just want to get that nice coil in it. What products out there should I be using? I've tried everything. I don't want to name brands, but I tried everything, and I'm trying to get her hair to have just a nice, you know, natural curl to it instead of always having to straighten it to be able to manage her hair to the point where it's not getting matted or anything like that. So I don't expect you to comment on that, Jazzo. I was just putting that out there.
You know I wasn't. I'm like, I need to go have some children. Oh,
let me tell
man.
You what's happening with the iPhone. The iPhone Red is coming out. Are you excited that the new iPhone is going to be red?
Hell no. They keep on, all these phones keep on blowing up between, I'm like, I'm just nervous, like, geez.
No, that's not
what's
an iPhone
red?
Up. Yeah, what's that, a Samsung, or it's another phone that's blown up. It's not the iPhone, but the iPhone is going to be red, but I don't understand if you have colors, some of us put cases over it, so the color doesn't even matter to me, you know?
Yeah, so what's the big deal because it's red? I don't get it.
I don't get it, too, but they, you know, they made a big to-do about it. And, you know, I guess it's a status symbol. So if you have a red, people will know you have the latest iPhone. That's all.
I guess it's like red bottom shoes. It's like you got red on. Wow.
Right. Yes, you got it red. Yes.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm also trying to let our listeners know, too, that I'm putting out a writer's conference call workshop, and it's for writers that want to be able to put their brand out there as a writer or maybe write a book. They don't know where to start. Maybe they want to put their stuff up on their website. They don't know where to start with that, you know, so I'm getting ready to do, you know, a phone conference. So those that have 99 challenges, you know, writing shouldn't be one of them. So I'm going to be setting that up soon. So anybody that's interested in that, they can just hit me up on all my social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or you can just email me at info@belindatrotterjames.com.
There you have it. You heard it from the media queen herself, telling you what it is, what it's going to be. Y'all got to excuse me. I feel very silly today because I can talk. I'm like, whoa. Oh, man, this weekend was just so crazy. Because I really don't get sick. I get sick once a year, and that's around October, November, around the flu, and that might be 3 days. Other than that, my immune system like bananas. So, you know, I was vexed like hell, like I caught in the rain. I'm like, what the hell? And I mean, like wet, like I jumped in a pool, like, oh.
I'm like, really?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm like, I love God's creatures, I tell you, because that was a humdinger.
And it's something about getting caught in the rain where that rain water gets down into your skin. You know, even when you get home and dry off, you still feel the sting of that rain water just getting into you. And then now you're sick.
Yeah, well, see, in my time behind, I had a wife beater on. I had a thermal. Then I had a T-shirt. And I had a vest on, a quilt, one of the big quilted goose vest with a hoodie on. So I was definitely layered, and by the time I got to the white beater, it was wet. I'm like, yo, this is whack.
Like, you know what? But is Mary on now? Because before she comes on with her sports news, she's going to update us on, you know, why that iPhone is so popular, the red.
No, she's not on yet, but we have two people that's on, and one is our other queen. Our other queen is in the house.
Okay. Yeah, her mic just came off, so she's fixing her mic again. She'll be on in a minute.
Yes, yes. We definitely got the other queen in the house, though, Miss Chi-Chi Couture, and also we got our guest on. But I'm a get Chi-Chi on so she can tell us how the weekend on, and then right after that, we're going to have our guest, which is Dave Wilkes, the founder of the Big Black Beautiful Women International here in Philadelphia, and he's been doing it 18 years, so we're going to talk to him today. But before then, let's see what Chi-Chi been doing, because last time we talked to her, she was on the West Coast, if I'm correct. Chi-Chi, what's up, Stylist Queen? How you doing?
What's up, beautiful black people? How are you guys today?
Groovy, groovy, groovy. How are you?
I'm good. I woke up right, so I'm winning, so I can't complain.
I know that's right.
That's what's up.
So when did you get back?
I think it was last Monday. I got back last Monday. And so since then, I've just been revamping the beauty bar, and now it is now the beauty bar and lounge. So we actually rent the space out for people who want to do small intimate gatherings, whether it be a baby shower or a reveal party or anything like that of the sort.
Okay, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So who were you working on since you were gone?
Well, first of all, my regular clients, none of the celebrities this weekend. All like my normal regular clients. Yeah.
Anybody that our audience would know?
Say it again.
Anyone our audience would know?
No. No, we were out doing a lot. Like I said, with local people and people I know from this side, we had to do an event with the Stellars and the GMWA, which is like the gospel field for like the different choirs and things like that. So, just the local stuff.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Miss Belinda, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. So glad that you had time from your jet setting, you know, to stop in at Jazzle's World, and I'm glad everything is going well for you. Everybody needs to definitely check her out for hairstyling tips and everything like that. So I can't wait to hear, you know, future shows, what kind of tips you have for us for the spring.
Well, right now I'm just getting everybody ready. Like you said, with the weather changes, everybody is going back into the braids. So I'm doing a lot of braiding and a lot of protective styles with sew-ins, the full bundles and the closures and things like that. You definitely want to be careful with the closures, though, far as the glue on the edges. Sometimes people, you know, they want that real look, but if you're not careful, it'll do more harm than good. So I'm just preparing them for the weather change. You know, you want to be able to get up and go and not have to worry about your hair.
Excellent, because I just gave, did you, I don't know if you had a chance to hear, that's what I was asking. My daughter's here. It took me like hours just to untangle everything, and I've tried a lot of different products, and we're probably just going to have it, you know, blow-dried straight so she can manage it herself before teen, but probably for the summer we usually keep it braided so that she can go in the pool.
Right. Yeah, and that's probably the easiest. I mean, like I said, the sew-ins are good as well because you can braid them up. You can get the natural curled hair, so you really don't have to add any heat to your natural hair. But people want to definitely make sure that they still moisturize and then deep condition it in the process. There's still different products you can use, like the daily moisturizers you can spray in or the cream moisturizers you can put into your scalp on a regular basis. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be relaxed hair.
Okay.
Or, you know, mess up your style, you know what I mean, to moisturize. Because moisturize. You always want to moisturize.
Okay. Excellent. Did you hear about the new iPhone Red? I just, you know, got a
I did not.
Well, they said it has to do with Bono's Global Fund for AIDS-free generation. So that's what that represents, an AIDS-free generation. So Bono is doing a global fund with Apple, and that's what that red is going to signify.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an Android girl, so, you know, I don't know. I still love Team Android.
Can you hear me now?
Exactly.
Okay, Jack.
Exactly. And the crazy part is I have Sprint, too.
Okay, cool. So, Jazzo, who's our guest?
Oh, man, this is one of my mentors, also my god pop, Dave Wilkes of Wilkes Productions. And he do a lot of things in the city. Also, he do a lot with the boxers and with the big, beautiful women. Then he throws a lot of events for the community. And he does a lot. I should say, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a mentor. Good brother. So, with further ado, we have the BBW King, Mr. Dave Wilkes. Hey, what's up, Pop? How you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Jazza?
Oh, I'm doing excellent.
I hear some ladies talking on there.
Yes, yes. We got the media queen and the stopper queen.
This is Belinda. Hi, this is Belinda. Welcome to the show. I'm just excited. I'm quiet because I just can't wait to hear what you have to say. I know our listeners are in for a treat, so just tell us what's going on. Let's get it popping.
Well, like Gazzo said, I'm Dave Wilkes, and I'm the president and CEO of Wilkes Productions. And at Wilkes Productions, we do a lot of different things as far as promoting live shows, helping new artists get out there. And we also have a banquet every year. He mentioned that. We have a banquet for the Philadelphia boxing community where we give away awards to everybody. It's an awards banquet, and it's been going on for 21 years. And we do that in January. And also, we have what we call an Aries celebration. So every spring we have a party for the Aries because we want to bring the springtime in. So at the end of March or the beginning of April, we have a big party for Aries people. And we just had that March the 31st. It was an all-white party where everybody had to wear. And also, the third thing that we do annually is the Big Beautiful Women Pageant International. That's a pageant for plus-size women, size 14 and above, and they have to be age 18 or above. And we've
How
been
long
doing
have you been
that
doing
for,
that?
I was just getting ready to say, we've been doing that for 18 years. And
so
are
you familiar? Oh, okay. I was going to say, are you familiar with Teresa Randolph? Because she's been doing it for a long time, and in the 90s is when I started the Mystic Beautiful Doll pageant. So we've been doing that, you know, back then, too. And I'm just so glad that you and other promoters have, you know, caught on and are giving full-figured women, you know, their spot in the light, you know, and stuff. So, and you've been doing yours for a long time, too. So that's excellent.
Yes, like I said, this is our 18th year, and
okay.
We started out locally just in Philadelphia area, but because of the World Wide Web, we became worldwide because people started entering the pageant from different states, and then they started entering the pageant from different countries. So now we have contestants coming from all around the world.
And
do you have
a workshop that they go through, or, you know, because they're coming from out of state. So how does that work?
Well, when we first started, it was local, as I said. So we did have workshops leading up to the pageant. We have about once a week or once every 2 weeks. And now that they come from different areas, it wouldn't be fair to let the local girls get into all the practice and know how, and the other ones don't. So we stopped the workshops. And we wanted to be fair to people that's coming the distance, because they wouldn't be able to attend the workshops if they live in a different state or a different country. When they come in the day before the pageant, we do give them some information and sort of like a mini model workshop and a makeup workshop the night before the pageant.
Okay.
And then the day of the pageant, we give them a run through before the pageant happens, so know what they're doing. So anybody that enters and they're not a model, they don't have any modeling background, when they into the pageant stage, they will look like a model.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, last year our winner was from the Bahamas.
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice. You know, when we started, we had a problem with some girls feeling, you know, that controversy of, what is a full size, you know, woman? Is she a size 14 or is she a 24? Because the winner of our first pageant was a size 16, and then the size 24 girls was like, she ain't a real big girl, you know. And now the industry is trying to tell us that a full-figured woman is a size 8. I mean, Cynthia Bailey from, you know, the model from Housewives of Atlanta, she says, I'm a full-figured model. I'm a size 8. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? There's nothing full-figured about your curvy. Maybe that's what we have to do, you know, put different labels now, because she's an in-between girl. She's too big to be a standard traditional model, and she's too small to be a full-figured model, you know? So, you know, the industry, again, is trying to bamboozle us to think that if you're a size 8, now you're a full-figured, and no, you're not.
Well, I think my opinion on that is I think the industry is trying to keep the girl thin. So if they say a plus-size model is a size 8, she's a small girl. So they're still trying to find a way to push the plus-size women out. You know, but I don't think it's going to happen, because now, because of things like my pageant and different things that's happening for full-figure women, seeing more of them on the runway. Because before, you couldn't even see them on the runway. You know, they would have a little thin girl look like a pretzel walking across the runway, and then they would show the clothes, and the announcer would say, we also sell this in plus size, but you never saw a plus size woman wearing it. So how does she know what she'll look like in that outfit? Because it looked one way on a thin woman, and then when the plus size woman put it on, it's going to look different. So now they're starting to realize that, so they're putting plus-size women on the runway now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Ashley Stewart is really doing a good job. I mean, not Ashley Stewart, Lane Bryant is doing a good job in showcasing, full-figured women in, you know, underwear and beautiful clothes now. So, you know.
I love that store.
Back then, you know, the door still wasn't open yet. They still wasn't, you know, embracing the fuller figure. So I'm glad that, you know, you and all those people that, you know, started those full figure pageants kept it up, because now you're making noise on America's Next Top Model. You have Ashley Graham. She's a judge on there. So keep it up.
A lot of those stores sold plus-size items, but they didn't advertise it. The plus-size women knew it was there, so they just went in there and bought it, but they didn't advertise it. They didn't have fashion shows for it, and they definitely didn't advertise it on TV. You know, now it's getting to the point where plus-size women are really coming to the forefront, and they're not in the background anymore.
Right, right. Yep.
And
so
anybody
want to
find out, anybody want to find out what it all Wolf Production does, you can go to my website. It's just like it says, wolfproductions.com. That's WILKESPRODUCTIONS, wolfproductions.com. And I have another website just for the pageant. It's kind of long. It's called BBWPageantInternational.com.
Okay, I got that.
I got it too.
If there's any ladies that want to enter the pageant, they can just go to either website and it'll steer them to the application.
Okay, excellent.
And of course, we have vendors. So we're looking for vendors, sponsorships, all of that, advertisers. Because we advertise on our website, we advertise in the program book at the pageant. So we're looking for advertisers and all that sort of stuff.
So what is the fee for this for you to be a part of this pageant?
Which fee you mean? The entry pageant or to be a vendor? What fee you mean?
Yeah, entry fee.
The entry fee is $199. On the website, I believe it says $200, but the thing is though, my pageant is different than other pageants. It's unique in the fact that we don't try to take a lot of money from the girls. Most pageants, you got a fee for this, a fee for that, and it just goes on and on and on. They're going to spend thousands of dollars trying to be in that pageant. My pageant is the $199, and that's it. They don't pay any other fees. And to make it even more unique, we give the girls the opportunity to earn money rather than to keep spending money. We give them money off of each ticket they sell. We give them money if somebody advertises in the program and they got the advertisement, we give them money for doing that. Whatever they do to promote the pageant, we give them money for it. So we try to help the ladies to be able to make money rather than to spend money like most pageants do. So we are unique in that way.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You heard it right here. We're about to go take a break since we're talking about people and helping them get financial comfort or making money, the monetary values and things of that nature. We're going to go right into this. We got Puff Daddy, All About the Benjamins. And you heard it right here on Jazzo's World, Dirty Basement Radio. The celebrity media queen and king, also with the stylist queen, and our guest, the legendary Dr. Wilkes. We'll be right back right after this.
Wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and bill. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Zero, but I want to be heard on your hot 9-7 every day. That's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5 plus 5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something European closed out with the clutch. What?
Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept owls. Popping crystals, freaking the 3-quarter reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Binge G for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, why nobody never gonna believe you. You do what we do, stack chips like.
Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
your
ego.
I'm trying to cop those colossal size Picasso's and have poppy chips outside don't got those. The end with cash flowing like Sosa and the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Alona from Daytona. When I was young, I want the boner. But now I only hit chicks who win beauty passions. Tricking and taking me skiing at the Aspens. Gangsta mint half, stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzles, player you mad for. Acting hard when you was fierce as RuPaul.
Come on. Wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low,
what the blood clot? Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing this for my homies. And you know me for making it so sick. Lost in my six with the necks on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your deep throat. Know you wanna feel the rule, cause it's flat and coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. All that kick, player hating from the sideline. Get your own shit, why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda late. Dash the 80s in the safe. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew, then I kick you.
Come on.
I've been here skills, crystal still, high bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Be kicking me in my hole, undercover, Johnny Brass Low. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740, rock the red man and naughty. Oh, with my kitty cat, half a brick of gay, in the bra with a kitty cat. And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. State 10, holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the mask, my left hand fit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji. Why?
If you have it, then you have it. It goes down, it goes down. We're back. The Celebrity Media King, Jazzo Williams, and also the Celebrity Media Queen, Linda Trotter James, with Chi-Chi Couture, the Stylist Queen, and our guest, Mr. Dave Wilkes. Right now, we're about to go into our sports segment. And Pop, well, we want you to, if you would like to, we want you to stay on because she is very informative. And right now, we're about to introduce the sports queen, Ms. Mary. Hey, Mary, how was your weekend?
Hey guys, my weekend was great. I'm so happy to be back in Jazzo's world, listening to your great show so far. I was thinking about what you guys were talking about with the pageants and the full-figured women who are now being so, as Belinda said, showcased and represented in advertising and media, et cetera. And I was thinking also who I think is being represented more and more these days are older women. Would you agree with me? Older models. I mean,
today.
I heard Tyra Banks talking about her next America's Top Model contest is going to, they've always had an age requirement. I think it was like 18 to 27. And this next contest show, whatever, any age, it can be, you know, well, I think you have to be 18, but you can be older than 27. So I'm sure they're going to have some older women in there. But I swear, you look around and you see women in their 80s modeling for these big designers, you know, whether it's, And then there's, you know, Lauren Hutton, who's 70, and Iman, who's 58, and Beverly Johnson. I mean, the older women are being represented, too. I like it. I think beauty comes
along. Yeah, I love it.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I love it.
On that?
Yeah, of course.
Beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. All right, so we're going to talk sports, I guess. I'm excited. What we all know
there
what tonight is, and what just about an hour and 20 minutes, we got that national championship game. I'm pumped. I know you guys are too. Number one, North Carolina versus number one, Gonzaga. Oh, I said it wrong. Gonzaga. It's Gonzaga. I can't get
and
that right.
I was about to correct you. Gonzaga.
I don't know why I can't get that right, man. I always say Gonzaga, and it's Gonzaga. Do you guys even know where Gonzaga University is? Prop.
No.
Hell to the no.
I know, right? Okay, well, obviously we know where North Carolina, University of North Carolina is, but Gonzaga, still hard for me to say, is in Spokane, Washington. So there you go. It's, you know, UNC playing in its 11th title game, hoping to win its fifth title. They got all the experience, but I think with that comes the pressure. But then they also got the redemption. You know, we've talked about it. Last year they lost to Villanova on that last-second shot. They've had to live with that, do with that for a year, see that shot, hear about the shot. So here they are back again, you know, with their shot to try to win it. But it's going to be a good game. I think the point spread is only 1 point. So I don't. Are you guys going to watch it? You're going to watch it after the show or no? Be
oh,
honest.
Of course. Oh, definitely. It's like the Super Bowl. Well, of course we're going to watch it.
Of course. Excellent. It's going to be good. I'm excited. And then the women's final, that first time in 5 years that the women's champion is not from the state of Connecticut. Did you see that game where Mississippi State took out the champ?
Oh, yes. Because the young lady that's the coach is from Philadelphia, and I'm loving it.
For Mississippi? For Mississippi State?
Yeah.
From Dawn State? Oh, really? Ah, I didn't know
yeah,
that. Look at that,
though.
Well, that was the game, man. That was the semifinal game where Mississippi State was taking on UConn, who, you know, UConn, they were on their 111 game win streak. They've won the last five titles. I mean, I said it all along, just hand them the trophy. I was sure they were going to win it again. But Mississippi State, they just played tough. It went to overtime. And the littlest player on the court, 5'2". I mean, she's 5'2". That is tiny. She made the game-winning shot with seconds to go that took out UConn. I mean, it was beautiful. And what was even more beautiful was that it was the 3-year anniversary of her dad's death that day. So, I mean.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. Then I said to myself, oh, you know those games when you take out the champ and you have such a big emotional game. I was automatically worried that they're not going to have it. The gas in the tank to do it on in the championship game. So they played South Carolina, the same conference as, you know, they played those two teams that played each other two times this season. South Carolina won both and they won it the other night. So it was a good game. I felt bad for Mississippi State because, you know, they took out the champs, but they just couldn't do it in the end. So the women are done. Tonight we got the men. Very exciting. And then what else today? What were yesterday? The opening day of Major League Baseball. Huge. If you're a baseball fan, you guys baseball fans? It's hard to be. It's hard to be right now because, I mean, the season is so long. There's like 82 games. It's in the beginning. It's hard to get into it. You've got the NBA playoffs about to start, the NHL playoffs about to start. So it's kind of hard, at least for me, to really invest in baseball. But, you know, and then the game is, it's hard to watch on TV. It's a little slow. I mean, if you go to the park, that's fun. There's all the good food. But to watch it on TV, yeah, I think it struggles like some of the other sports. They got to figure out ways to speed it up. Of course, I've got my ideas how they can speed it up. I think MLB should give me a call and I'll help them. But yeah, in fact, are you a Phillies? What are you, Phillies fan, or are you a Jazz?
You know,
what are you? Who's your team?
Who's
your team, Jazza?
All my teams are Philly and New York, so I like the I like the Yankees and I like the Phillies.
And so you're not a Mets fan. You're Yankees. Because you're not a Yankees. No one's a Yankees and a Mets fan. You're either a Yankees or a Mets. Belinda, you're a Mets, I think,
I'm
right?
More,
yeah.
I'm
definitely Yankee.
Yankees. Like the Mets.
Yeah, you can live down the block.
If we play somebody else, I'll go because it's a New York team. But no, I'm not a Mets fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yankees.
You know what, Mary?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes they make it interested on TV. They go to some of the fans, you know, to see what their expressions are. Did you see, I don't know what game it was, but this little boy was so upset. He was like, no, are you kidding me? What's going on? So, you know, the game
no.
is interesting, but watching the reactions of some of the fans is just pretty funny, too.
It's,
to watch.
That's true. That's funny. When you're watching on TV, they had one where a little boy, an Atlanta Braves fan, who was just dancing. I mean, and he,
okay.
you know, and it's as simple as some little kid dancing, you know, and
uh-huh.
and having the best time of his life. And you sit there and you're
right.
like, yeah, you like it.
Right.
And at the game, they do that too. At the game, you know, they've got the big screen. So they're always showing fans and the kiss cam and the this and the that. So,
right.
But it can drag on. It can drag on if you're watching on TV. And, you know, the games on the – who's staying inside on a beautiful weekend summer day to watch a three-hour baseball game on TV? I don't know. And it shows because the TV ratings are sagging, but the attendance at games, you know, that stays steady. So people are going – and I think that's because tickets are still affordable. You can't get tickets to friggin' NBA games and NHL games and football games. They're so expensive. You know, the baseball is still the best bang for the buck, and even that's kind of starting to go up in price. But anyway,
well,
the Yankees.
How much are we talking about?
Well, I mean, heck, man. Lakers
taking
the
season.
He's
choking on the fact that the prices are so high. How much, Mary?
Well, I have a friend who has season tickets to the Dodgers, and there's so many games. He can't go to them all, so he always asks me, he's always trying to get rid of sell some games because who can go to all those games? And I'm so thankful because his tickets are pretty darn good, and they come with a parking pass. So for four seats and a parking pass, which at Dodger Stadium, you know, dang it, you want that. You know, you don't want to be parking 10 miles away. It's just about $200. I don't know. Do you think that's a lot? Four tickets and a parking pass?
No.
Yeah, I think that's pretty reasonable. That's
baseball. Now, what's basketball?
Well, Lakers. God, you could get our team. Depends on who you're trying to see. If your team is not very good, you know, you can always get seats way up in the bleed section for, you know, $60-$70. But decent seats are going to cost you at least, you know, $150 a ticket.
Okay. A ticket. Okay.
$200 you want to take your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then there's parking. And then there's,
you
know, the $20 beer that, of course, you have to have. So it adds up. So, you know, baseball is still the best bang for your buck. So let me tell you, your Yankees lost their first game to the Rays. Mets, they won. Phillies, when I came on, were leading the Reds, just so you know. And my Dodgers today beat San Diego 14-3. So it was a good opening day. What else, baseball fans? No, that's enough for baseball. We got a long season of baseball ahead. Ooh, this weekend is the Masters. You guys, that's another slow sport. But it's the Masters. So much tradition. It's always the first week in April. It starts this Thursday. It's at Augusta National. It's one of the four majors. It's the only majors that's played in the same location every year, Augusta, Georgia, Augusta National. A lot of history with that tournament, and I enjoy watching it. What about you guys? Golf is another tough one to watch because it's slow.
I think if you don't play it, you're probably not watching it. What do you got? You watch it? Chi-Chi, I know you're making plans to watch it this weekend, aren't you? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
If there's one to watch, this is the one. It's probably one of the biggest tournaments of the year. So that happens this weekend. That's exciting. And did you hear, Belinda, I'm sure you heard, the crazy strange story over the weekend in a women's golf tournament? And that's something I'll be honest with you, I don't really watch women's golf. I barely watch men's golf, only the big ones. I'm not really planning my sports schedule to watch women's golf. But I did read about this, and I thought it was a crazy story. There was a tournament out here, one of the LPGA tournaments in Rancho Mirage, California. It's called the ANA Inspiration Tournament. This player, So-Yeon Ryu, won on a one-hole playoff against another player named Lexi Thompson. Now, Lexi was given a four-stroke penalty in the final round for an incorrect ball placement the day before. So this is what happened. You know, I don't know if you know golf, but if you're on the green and you're about to putt, you can pick up your ball, make sure there's no grass on it, and you always put down a marker so you know where to put your ball back, right, and the marker. So apparently Lexi picked up her ball, and she put her marker down, and then she put it down like less than a half an inch away from where her marker was. And some TV viewer saw it, noticed it, and emailed the LPGA fam website, and the LPGA picked up on it, looked at it, and then the next day penalized her four strokes. So she was way in the lead. And as she's playing the final round, I think she was like on the 12th hole, the officials come up to her and say, oh, you've been penalized four strokes from yesterday. So she somehow kept her composure, even though she was in first place, and those four strokes took her out of first place, and ended up in a tie with this other player and then lost in the playoff. But I gave her such kudos for keeping her composure. But it really started a firestorm on Twitter and in the news about regular old TV viewers being able to be, you know, referees. I mean, who was it? Tiger, he tweeted out a good one saying, hey, man, you shouldn't be able to, you know, TV viewers shouldn't be wearing the stripes and being referees, you know. It's happened a couple times, and it's just odd. Do you think that – am I crazy, or do you think it's odd that a regular viewer on TV can go, hey, I think that person broke the rules. You need to penalize her. No,
yeah,
I don't think that should happen.
I think that's ridiculous. Right. I think that's ridiculous that even happened.
Real ridiculous.
I agree. Golf is another one of those sports that – is trying to modernize because, you know, it's just hard to attract new fans and viewers. And when stuff like this happens, it's just kind of crazy. All right, what else? What did we talk about last week? We talked about that women's hockey team, right? And how they were going to boycott the World Championships this weekend. Well, you'll be happy to know that they made an agreement with USA Hockey. They got a pay increase. They got equity in terms of their travel accommodations, equity with what the men get in insurance protection. So I think compromises were made on both sides, but the women were happy, you know, all along. They said it wasn't just for them, but it was for future players and future of the sport. So they did play this weekend. The tournament, the World Championships are still going on this week. But, you know, it is here in Michigan on our home turf, so it really would have been sad if our best players weren't out there. And they are, and they went out and won their first game against Canada. They won their second game against Russia, and they play Finland tomorrow. So that's cool. That's good. What else, guys? I think that might be it. You know, we've got my favorite 35-year-old Roger Federer, tennis player, winning yet another tournament. The guy is on fire. He won on Sunday, played Rafa Nadal, another oldie but goodie, down in Miami. Took that. He's certainly saying he's a little beat up and needs some rest, but he's won his third. He's starting off this year strong as could be. It was a good weekend in sports. I had a good time watching basketball and NBA. The NBA playoffs start in 2 weeks. NHL starts in 2 weeks. So lots going on, you guys. Time to tune in these sports. I know there wasn't a lot of discussion here. I did a lot of talking. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Well, you're very informative, so therefore we don't have to ask any questions.
Oh, this is
and it was very, very good, as
yeah,
we always know it every week. The media queen and king are quiet, very humble. I'm like,
well,
yo,
I like to get your opinion on things. You know, there's some topics I like to, you know, because I'm a crazy sports person and I have my opinions, and so I like to hear your guys' opinions too. So I'll always be asking.
Yeah, but for
the
most part, this is your segment. We're not sports people, so you're going to get crickets most of the time when you hear us. So you just go ahead and do your thing and keep it rolling.
Well,
that's all.
That's it for me. That's it for me, people. You can follow me. Go to my website, mcsportbits.com. You can find all my social media links and other fun stuff on my website. But I love being in Jazzo's world. I'm going to start calling in earlier because I want to start piping in on other topics too.
Okay.
Well, you know, you always can. You're one of the queens, so.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going to hang up. Going to go, you know, it's only what? It's only just about 5 o'clock out here. Got to think of some dinner for the kids so I can be all ready to sit down and watch that Carolina-Gonzaga game. Hey, who do you want? Just let's end with that. Who do you want? Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the newbies who's never been their first time Gonzaga, or do you want North Carolina redemption from last year's loss?
I'll go with North Carolina. I like the underdog, but I don't know. We never know. We never know. I'm gonna go with North Carolina, but something in my spirit is telling me they're gonna pull off something. I don't think it's gonna be an easy game.
Yeah, I agree, and you're not alone in that. Everyone's predicting a really close game, and boy, oh boy, if North Carolina goes 2 years in a row and doesn't win it, oy vey, what are they gonna do? What about you, Belinda?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want? Who you got? Is she there? I lost her. All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I'm rooting for North Carolina just because they're in the ACC, and my Syracuse Orange men are in the ACC, so I feel like I need to stick with my conference. So that's it. All right, have a great rest of the show, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Once again, that was our sports queen, Mary. All right, Mary, we'll see you next week. You have a good week as well.
Woo-hoo!
Man, we are loving it. We are loving it here. For those who's tuning in to Jazzo's World, we have one of the Jazzo's angels, I see, Alicia, online doing big things. Also, we still have the legendary Dave Wilkes from the BBW. Pop Wilkes, how can people get in contact with you?
My website, email, phone number. So my website is wilkesproductions.com and also bbwpageantinternational.com. My email address is wilkespro@aol.com. That's WILKESPRO. Of course, that's short for Wilkes Productions. And my phone number is 215-222-7127. Again,
okay.
In case somebody missed it, my phone number is...
How can you get in contact with you via social media?
Well, everything is Wilkes Pro. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of it is Wilkes Pro. So if you did Facebook, it would be facebook.com/Wilkes Pro.
There you go. There
so I made it nice and simple. Wilkes Pro is for everything.
Well, there y'all have it. You heard it from legendary Dave Wilkes of the Big Beautiful Women International Pageant. Also, we want to hear how we can get in contact with the celebrity and media queen, Belinda Trotter James. How can people get in contact with you, Belinda? If we might be having technical difficulties, but for me, myself, the celebrity media king, Jazzo Williams, I'm going to say like I say every week, Google me. You know what I mean? J-A-Z-Z-O Williams, and I'll pop up. And I'm on everything from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. I got three Facebooks, Google Plus, YouTube, LinkedIn, MySpace, Alignment, you name it, I'm on it. I'm on so much social media, it's bananas. So definitely, and I have like maybe two or three on almost each of them. So just definitely Google me. And don't forget, this Wednesday, we're doing, every Wednesday, I should say, we're doing a fitness and model boot camp at 3500 Lansdowne Avenue. Lancaster Avenue on Drexel Campus here in Philadelphia, 19104, from 7 to 9. Also, if you want to be one of the BBWs on this pageant, you can come meet Dave Wilkes this Wednesday from 7 to 9. Also, we're still looking for Jazzle's Angels for our model team, and that's all sizes. And we're going to make things happen for you. When you come there, we're gonna show you mind, body, and soul, where you can do fitness. We're going to do runway. We're going to do posing, facial expressions, and improvisations. And we also send on casting for different things, be it print work, walk-on roles, extras, videos, print work. Coming late July, early August, we're looking at Modelocity magazine launching back. So we got a lot of things jumping off, and we got Jazzle's World TV coming soon. So keep your heads open, and we're doing big things. Miss Alicia, one of the model queens, is in the house. Big shout out to her. And don't forget, this month is Autism Month. So if you know anybody out there that's suffering from that illness, or they have a child, you know what I mean, definitely show them love and help them out and give any donation that you can, even if it's not monetary. Your time is more of a blessing than anything. All right? Remember, our whole goal here is to educate, make results, and change lives. Because if I educate you, you're going to make better results, and you make better results, what changed lives. So we're going to keep everything rock-a-lading, rock-a-lading, and I'm going to look for something. Pop Wilkes, what you want to hear? I think I'm gonna go a little gangster. You want to hear a little something gangster before we get off tonight?
Whatever.
Oh, you going to leave it up to me, huh?
Yeah.
You want to me? Hold on.
You don't have my record. You don't have my song, so I'll just let you play whatever you're going to play.
We don't have your song?
Nah, you don't have my song. My song is the theme to my Big Beautiful Women pageant. The title is Beauty Comes in Plus. It was written and recorded by my daughter, Destiny Marie.
We're gonna have to do that. You have to send that to me.
Yeah, I will.
But we got Miss Alicia online. How you doing, Miss Alicia? Don't ask shy now. You're on live. Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
Okay. For everybody that's tuning in, we're about to be out, but this is one of Dazzle's Angels, Miss Alicia. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you like the show?
Is that the Alicia that modeled for me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alicia.
How do you respond? How do you respond?
She tickled to death that we're on the radio together, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yep, we're
like,
together.
Wow.
Watch out this world.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
Yeah, we're looking for you to enter the pageant too, Alicia. Everything tickles her.
Yeah, she better be at boot camp Wednesday too.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, hi.
She's still tickled.
I didn't think y'all could hear me.
Yeah, I turned you on, babe. I turned you on.
So, and yes, I did enjoy the show.
You did. You did some good modeling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I
so now you got to go to the boot camp so you can polish it up.
Oh, I know. I have to get there.
It's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday,
7 to 9.
Yep.
Okay.
7 to 9.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there too. So we're going to be looking for you, right, Jazza?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I should be there on Wednesday.
Good.
She's
going to be looking for you
now, huh?
Say it again.
Said she's too sexy for us now, Pop Wilkes.
She's too sexy for us. If we don't see her at that boot camp, next time we be on the radio, we're going to talk about her.
Here you go. Don't forget, because next week we have Angela Mayberry, the mother of Mr. Yaz, a.k.a. Hakeem from Empire. So definitely tune in next week, because Angela Mayberry, she has her own book before Empire. And she has also lingerie line, and she's doing some mentoring, doing some good things with the women that are mothers that have sons or daughters that are in the industry. So she's doing some good things. So she's going to be on our show next week, so that will definitely be a blessing. And we're gonna see Miss Angela. I know we're gonna see her. If she don't come, then we're not gonna talk to her. We're gonna talk about her like crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about her. She's not there.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about her. I'll meet you with that one.
And Jazzo, she also has to bring some other ladies that want to be models or want to tone up.
Yeah, she's supposed to be one of Jazzo's Angels. She's one of the top ones at that. So that's a humdinger. Well, I found something, and this is from Feral Monks and Black Thought, the Philadelphia native Black Thought, and my homie from New York, my other home. And it's called Rapid Eye Movement. So thank y'all for tuning in to Jazzo's World. Don't forget next week, Angela Mayberry. Also, we'll have our guest host, Dave Wilkes, back next week as a guest host here on Jazzo's World on Dirty Basement. And don't forget tomorrow, right here on Dirty Basement from 6 to 8 with DJ Sincere. Every Tuesday from 6 to 8 with DJ Sincere right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Shout out to all the queens, celebrity media queen, stylist queen, sports queen, and even our romance queen, Miss Pleasure, that should be here also in a couple weeks. Yo, we're going to do big things and we'll keep it popping. I love ya, and we're going to make it happen right now. Talk to y'all soon. Y'all have a good week. Keep God with you, and I'm with you also. Peace.
White or black, new dad. It's that cooked up, cooked crack, new dad. Black thought, found rap, do bad. It's that lucid, rapid eye. My tank tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, bigger, mega, reality, terror, giga. Grand Theft Auto, modern day Mickey and Mallory, smart. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statue, put my balls on a bank, shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mate. Then I spit ass in his face after he rinsed his eyes. No, wait. I actually grew 5 times my size. Grabbed mates by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's practicing sacrilegious activism. A tactic for battling practical rap with wisdom. Actually, it's pragmatic capitalism for acts. Crack under pressure and collapse when I get him. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana with a phase blast. My rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. And Shorty's got brains. Shorty not playing. From 40 blocks, I'm a killer with 40-watt range. Within a range where the bullets that I've arranged, encrypted and script with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer. Until I file for divorce and release my Excaliburs. Do up with your arteries, place that for my adversaries. Put your snap back cap your capillaries like. It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cooked up, cooked crack music. Black thoughts, barrels, rap, do red. It's that lucid, rapid eye move. Vocally twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic. Cause I'm trying to see man united without references to King soccer team. My philosophy, prophecy. The opposite of Mephistopheles, side and isosceles. Set the earth to warn of environmental atrocities. And nobody can copy me, stop. It's not possible, but probable that it's only philosophical mockery. Strange, change copper to gold. Switch properties, bang. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopoly, aim. Take stock in the soul, spit properly, properly. Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hips is awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze. Sending shots to ancient Greece, to pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. Wanna wave the pistol and then listen quick. Watch me so I can breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances. But I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer. And I got an ugly heart, although I'm totally handsome. And I take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. And my tactical can that never stood for any national anthems was hood. I am the actual answer, and I'll prove it. Black attire, rapid fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher. I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a conscious chilling in a barrel of lobster. Ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the master my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus, a Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the Rhodes Scholar, my co-collar, piss on Peter. Your whole collar, he's on top of the board. Meet a Mr. Globetrotter and my Adidas. Pure cheetah hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killing is the dark side. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla. Sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these facts for real. So God willing, you feel what I'm feeling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharaoh Mind did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
Suicide, murder, straight from the underground, through the fiber optic,
Pharaoh, Black
the movement outlandish.
Yo, it's not Latin or white or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked and cracked music, black thoughts, barrels, rap duet, it's that lucid, rapid eye movement.